Welcome back to our Auburn Bulldog Coach Show with Coach Tony Jansen. The Bulldogs getting ready to hit the road for a night up to Elkhorn Mount Michael. Coach, Elkhorn Mount Michael team I don't see very often. You're about the only guys in the neighborhood that play them. What are you going to go up against on Friday?
I expect them to be a much improved team. They had a kind of a deceiving 2-7 record last year. That was a game we felt like we played really well in, and it was a quality team. Their schedule's brutal. They opted down last year from B and got every bit as tough a schedule in C1, if not tougher. They're in a really tough district. They had not a tough non-district schedule as well. And this year, their numbers went down, so they are eligible in C1. And they return some really good parts. Their quarterback's back. They got two very quality running backs back. And I think that's where they're going to kind of hang their hat, is I think they're going to have a very solid run game. And we got to be ready for that. But the other thing is they're in year two with their head coach. They got a very good coaching staff up there. And so when you got a good staff like that, you usually see big improvements in year two. So we fully expect that. And, again, they've got some veteran guys that have been around the block and understand what it's like on a Friday night in a varsity game. And so it's going to provide us a real challenge week one that our guys are excited for.
Any significant changes for Auburn this year that you're willing to talk about here in the preseason?
You know, every year you look a little bit different. You're always trying to find ways to best highlight your talent. But, you know, it all always comes down to the little details. How fundamentally sound are you? How well do you tackle? How physical do you play? And those are the things we're always going to hammer. And especially week one, you know, where you said you got new parts. The biggest thing you're looking for is playing fast, playing physical, and minimizing mistakes. So we're trying to practice those things and install those standards within our team this year. And hopefully that shows, throughout the year, but really hope it shows here week one to get things started.
Mm-hmm. Still predominantly liking to run the football a bit.
I like to run the ball. I do like to run the ball. I like line play. I think ball control, you know, I know they say at the higher levels, they say time of possession doesn't really matter. I disagree with that. I think when you can control the ball and you can limit the other team's opportunities and you have control of what you're doing and control of the game, I think it greatly increases your chances to win. So, and again, it goes back to the idea, you know, high school football is a different animal, especially C1. You got a lot of two-way players. And so when you have a physical style of football on one side of the ball, I think that contributes to physicality on the other side of the ball as well.
Coach, if you don't mind here, just a minute, a little bit kind of off topic. It's been kind of a tough summer in the Auburn area because of all the water restrictions and things. You guys had something pretty neat happen. You had a bunch of volunteers were watering the football field, which is pretty important now.
Yeah, Auburn's a special place. You know, we came back here for a reason, and we tell our guys there, when you spend your whole life in one spot, and you constantly see it, you don't realize how special it is. But you got people around here willing to contribute their time and resources to help our guys just out of goodness of their heart. That's awesome, because it really did put us in a bind. And we had other issues with our game field this year, too, with some things that happened. And then so without that help of getting the field watered, I have no idea how it would be anywhere close to being ready this year. But, with contributions from our community, awesome work from our staff here at the school, from our custodial staff and support from the admin, that thing's coming around. And we get to rest it a little bit because the first 2 weeks we're on the road. But I feel pretty confident we come out week three, that field's going to be looking nice. So we're very appreciative of everyone that helped to make that happen.
Yeah, you didn't want to play on the rock at Bulldog Stadium for sure this year, did you?
We certainly did not.
Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us today, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, John. I really appreciate it.
That's our Auburn Coaches Show for this week.